Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nonprofit U, a forum where nonprofit stakeholders can share lessons learned and discuss the latest developments in the industry. My name is Valerie Leonard, your host. I'm a consultant to nonprofits, and I specialize in community and organizational development. I work with nonprofit organizations to help them make a stronger impact to their clients and communities. You can find Nonprofit U on Facebook and Twitter, and I encourage you to comment early in office using the hashtags Nonprofit U, North Lawndale Reset, or NLCCC. You can also leave comments on blogtalkradio.com/nonprofit_U. The chat room is open, and you can post comments and questions. In order to use the chat room, you must open a listener-only account. You'll find a link to open the accounts on the episode page, and you can also email me questions at consulting@valeriefleonard.com or send messages through Facebook and Twitter. You'll find the Nonprofit U fan page on Facebook, and the Twitter account is @NonprofitU. We'll be taking questions by phone and from our chat room at about the 20-minute mark, and our call-in number is 347-884-8121. Today's episode is Hitting the Reset Button for North Lawndale. It's been over 50 years since North Lawndale has had a comprehensive plan that could be used to attract resources and guide public policy as it relates to transportation, utilities, land use, recreation, and housing. As a result, much of the limited development that has occurred in recent years has not been coordinated or yielded maximum impact for the community as a whole. There are some pockets in North Lawndale that have been significant, that have seen significant development, and others have just remained untouched since the 1950s. In an effort to rectify the situation, the North Lawndale Community Coordinating Council, better known as NLCCC, recently held its first annual community planning conference in partnership with the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning, better known as CMAP. That event was held at DRW College Prep High School on Chicago's west side. We'll recap the conference and share next steps for the community planning process here today. Again, we encourage you to call in with questions and participate in live chats at about the 20-minute mark. The call-in number is 347-884-8121. Nonprofit professionals and educators, especially those of y'all from North Lawndale, are especially encouraged to call in, share your war stories and strategies, but today we really want to get a sense for what you thought about the conference and what our next steps should be. So, gentlemen, before we get started, can you give us a brief introduction of yourselves and how you came to this work, this limited work, or shall I say unlimited work, of hitting the reset button for North Lawndale? So that could be for this community as a whole. It could be for NLCCC, and I know it didn't start with the conference. So we'll start with you, Alderman Scott.
Well, thank you for having us, Valerie. Again, Alderman Michael Scott, Alderman in the 24th Ward, and that's where most of North Lawndale sits. And the way that I came to this work is actually doing community development through my past works at the Park District, at Metropolitan Pier and Exposition Authority, and at a couple of other city agencies that I've worked. When I got into office, I thought that I would want to get as many people involved because, like you talked about, since the 1950s, North Lawndale has not had a coordinated development strategy, and you need all people involved to get that to happen. So it was actually brought to me by NLCCC, and I jumped on board because I wanted to make sure I got as many people involved as possible, and I thought that you were heading in the right direction. And so we applied for the CMAP grant, and we were awarded. And so I continue to support and will continue to support NLCCC in all of its work that it's been doing in the North Lawndale community.
All right. Thank you very much. And I was remiss in not introducing our other two guests. We have Rodney Brown and Dr. Dennis Deere. They are both members of NLCCC at the senior level. They are part of the executive subcommittee with me. So, Rodney Brown, we want to hear from you. How did you come to this work?
Again, thank you for having us on your show today. Really appreciate this.
I came to this particular effort as a result of being part of New Covenant Community Development Corporation. We've been in North Lawndale for about almost 4 years now, and we are the fiscal agents for NLCCC, and at the invitation of working with you to help put together this collaboration of organizations, as you said, Dennis and I are both part of the executive subcommittee, and so we find ourselves engaged in, and I like that term, this unlimited work. Over the last year or so, we've seen that it's just about that unlimited. There is no shortage of work. There may be shortage of hands, but no shortage of work.
It's a better choice of words than bottomless pit.
I like unlimited better. I like unlimited better.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you finish? I know I interrupted you.
I'm finished. No, but that was a good stop. Go ahead.
Okay. It did it. We'll hear from you.
Well, thank you so much again, as my other two colleagues mentioned, for having us. My name is Dr. Dennis Deer, and I am, first and foremost, North Lawndale resident. Resident of 24th Ward, born and raised here all of my life, and I continue to live here and raise my family and my businesses here as well. I am president of Deer Rehabilitation Services, which is a community mental health center as well as a counseling center providing an array of substance abuse and clinical services to uplift and serve our community. I also serve as president of the board of New Covenant Community Development Corporation, which obviously serves as the fiscal agent for the North Lawndale Community Coordinating Council. I came to be a part of this work because this was forced down my throat as a kid, having to attend, and I'm sure all of you all can probably attest to this, attending all the meetings with our parents as children, if you will, and it started to grow on me. And obviously, you know, I want to see better for our community. And so because of that, I have always been interested in community development and uplift for the community. And during the time of, you know, going to many meetings and being involved, several of us, you know, Valerie, Deborah Wesley Freeman, Alderman, and several others had always been saying, you know, hey, you know, we need to get together. We need to sit down and really talk about, you know, doing something here in the community because the way it's going, it has to stop. And so, you know, in doing that, you know, finally an opportunity presented itself. And I think the last time we said that was like last December, well, not the last December, but December 2014. And lo and behold, we had a scenario come up with CMAP, as the alderman made mention of, and Valerie, you know, flagged it and said, hey, this is an opportunity. Even if we don't get CMAP, you know, we will continue because we know a comprehensive plan needs to be done. And I think, you know, in just that limited conversation, Valerie, Rodney, and myself were getting to talk, and NLCCC was born. And so, and I think the rest right now is history. And I'm kicking myself because it's hard to believe it's kind of just about been a year already.
Yeah. And so much has been accomplished. So, Alderman Scott, when you ran for alderman, you said that you would keep North Lawndale residents engaged in the work of turning the community around, and a lot of that work would be done through committees, as you said before. You kept your promise, and NLCCC is one of many coalitions that you work with in the 24th Ward. So can you share your vision for the ward and some of the accomplishments to date as it relates to community development?
So, like Dennis talked about, lifelong resident, born and raised, continue to raise my family here. And, you know, it was just over a year when NLCCC was formed. I think I had just gotten office. This has made my job a lot easier because one of the things that I wanted to do, like you talked about, Valerie, is have a transportation committee, have a arts and culture committee, have an infrastructure committee, have a public safety committee. NLCC has streamlined that. So I am grateful for this partnership. I am grateful for the work that you guys continue to do in conjunction with my office and other community partners. And my vision for the ward is very simple. I want North Lawndale on the 24th Ward to be a great place to live, work, and raise your children. I want for my children to have the pride that I have in North Lawndale, not because it is something that they've learned through attrition through myself and the things that I continue to preach and do, but because they can go outside the doors and they can see things that they see in Lincoln Park, that they can see in Chatham, that they can see in Beverly. So I want North Lawndale to be that kind of staple on the west side of Chicago. Some of the things that we've done in my first year is we finished off on the Home and Square Project Phase 5, which completes the entire phase that's been going on for 20 years in North Lawndale, the Home and Square Project. We've also broken ground on the Sterling Apartments, which is a $50 million project right over in the Home and Square area. It's 181 units of affordable housing. We broke ground on the Montclair Supportive Living Project, which is a $24 million project, which is 120 units of supportive living that's going to have 30 jobs that are going to be community-driven. We've almost, and I'll be able to give a little bit more detail on this, we've already began to have dialogue with an agency to come in and develop the property on Costner and Roosevelt, where we were going to do the Obama Presidential Library, hopefully to bring in manufacturing with upwards of 300 jobs for the community.
Wow.
We're closing the door on the Rockwell Project, which is 195 square feet of manufacturing. Again, that will bring probably another 100 jobs to North Lawndale. And then we talked a little bit briefly about a concept that I have. Now, keep in mind, this is just a concept, and I want people to get over – I don't want people to get up in arms about this. But it's a concept I have about an outdoor music pavilion that will make – North Lawndale and Douglas Park, Ravinia-esque and a place and a hub for culture and arts in our community in the city of Chicago.
That's awesome.
Wow, you've done
a lot
in a year's time.
I got a lot more to do, though. I got a lot more to do.
This is true, and you know you've got help with us, and you know there's a number of other.
Oh, you know what? Let me. Can I mention one other thing, Val? That I forgot.
Sure.
I'm sorry. So, and it just popped in my head. So, Alvin Ailey used to have a dance camp at Garfield Park 3 years ago that was discontinued because of lack of funding. So, I was a park rat, park supervisor, area manager for 15 years, and I knew how great this program was to the community. It was a free program. I went out and found the money to bring back a free program, Alvin Ailey Dance Camp, this summer. We'll be housed at Collins Academy for North Lawndale youngsters ages, I think it's 10 to 15, a mentoring/dance camp. Forgot about that.
Oh, that is awesome
stuff.
Definitely.
I'm enrolling my daughter in that.
Oh, please do. She'll have a great time.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Dennis, can you give us a brief overview of the NLCCC, its mission, and how it's structured?
All right. So I talked a little bit already about how it came to be. So the mission of the North Community Coordinating Council is that we transform the physical, economic, and social fiber of the community through strategic and comprehensive planning, civic engagement, and implementation of stakeholder-driven initiatives. Our vision is that we envision North Lawndale as a healthy, vibrant community with a diversified and innovative economy, competitive workforce, engaged citizens, and infrastructure that supports long-term sustainable growth. Now, that's not just a mission that we pulled out of a straw hat. This came from many of the community stakeholders who were engaged in a process to create a mission and vision that was conducive to what we wanted to see in a planning process in North Lawndale. And so this all came from a collective and not wasn't just something that came from the executive subcommittee. A little bit about how it's structured. Essentially, we have several subcommittees which are headed by which includes an executive subcommittee. An executive subcommittee, the best way to explain us is, we do a lot of the heavy lifting, But I think, and as Rodney indicated, somebody else, unlimited amounts of work. But I think that in addition to that, you know, we see ourselves as the guardrails. And so we have about, the numbers takes me some time. I believe it's 13 subcommittees because it's changed.
That's correct.
That's correct. So 13 subcommittees, and the alderman talked about several of them a little bit ago. So it includes public safety, it includes infrastructure, transportation, arts and cultures, economic development, housing, and several others that, you know, we thought and the group thought would be conducive to, you know, the betterment of Lawndale. Each one of those committee chairpersons actually has a seat on the what we call the steering committee that meets once a month, does a report out about what's been going on in those committees. We also have several individuals who serve as what we call at-large members. And those at-large members are individuals who have been actively involved in the community one way or the other who are part of our steering committee. In addition to that, we have what we call ex officio members, and those are mostly elected officials and former elected officials who come and weigh in on items for the greater good of North Lawndale. And so that kind of gives you somewhat of an idea of the makeup of NLCCC.
Yes, it does. Very, very detailed, very detailed. And I thank you for that. And it was your idea, actually, for us to have a planning conference, but I'm going to ask Rodney to give us a sense for what happened last Saturday. You know, we had our first annual community planning conference to, you know, bring about community engagement around this process. And I don't want to steal your thunder. Rodney, can you tell us about the conference?
There's more than enough thunder to go around for that conference. I'm telling you, it was probably one of the most fantastic things that we've ever seen. Everybody that I talked to said they've never seen anything like that before. I was talking to the three folks from CMAP that were there who do this kind of work throughout the city, and they said they've never seen a community turn out like they turned out for this particular event. So this was absolutely an amazing event. And in our planning for this event, we were planning and hoping for 200 people. Well, as time grew on, we had well over 300
people
show up. Praying for two, and said, be careful what you pray for, because God will answer. And so he sent us 300-plus people to this.
Yeah.
And it was on a Saturday morning, and not just a Saturday morning, but a beautiful Saturday morning. So that kind of tells you how interested the community was in getting engaged and hearing about what was going to be happening in this particular conference. Now, in this conference, we had CMAP, who was our partner in this event. They came and they talked about their portion of the planning process and what they were interested in. And as you mentioned before, they're primarily interested in the infrastructure, transportation, things like that. We're focusing on the programs. And so CMAP had the first part of the meeting, first part of the day, if you will, and talked about what they were looking to do. And they had an interactive session where people had the handheld devices where they could plug in their answers, and you could see the answers immediately show up on the screen. So that was kind of exciting for the people to see immediate responses to the survey questions. We also had in this conference, as part of the first and also the second part of the day, was we had support from our elected officials, including our own Alderman, who's on the phone here, and who has been a tremendous support for this from the very beginning. As he talked about, when we first got in office, we came in to see him, and he's been on board with us all the way. And I should also say we want to thank him because he provided support in regards to robocalls. He gave us information. He let us give information at his meetings. He included us in his newsletter. So all of that contributed to, again, 300-plus people showing up for this conference. In the afternoon, we had breakout into different workshops. We had 10 different workshops that were held. Dennis kind of named the different committees that we have that were engaged in the conferences, workshops in the afternoon. And in those workshops, and again, in the entire day, we had community residents, people who live and work, and as you said, that live valley worship in North Lawndale that were there. We had agencies and business owners that are part of North Lawndale in this meeting, in those workshops. And the whole focus was to make sure we get as much input from people who have a stake in North Lawndale as possible. And I think we succeeded in being able to do that. So, again, it was a phenomenal turnout. We had T-shirts that we gave away. We ran out of T-shirts, like, by the conference started at 11 o'clock. By 11:30, T-shirts were gone. They just completely wiped out. We had buttons that we were selling. We were selling buttons for a dollar. And at some point, our wonderful office manager, Doreen, said, well, we're not selling, but we're taking donations. So, of course, we got more than a dollar for those buttons. I think the feedback that I got from this was that it was very informational, it was very inclusive, and something that people were looking for. And we used this as an opportunity also to recruit new people to join the various committees that we have coming up. So in terms of next steps, that's going to be phenomenal, seeing those people start to join these committees, come to these meetings, and have their input into the process here for North Lawndale.
Yeah, and I just want to remind people, too, that we had some really good discussions afterwards in the breakouts and each of those committees, including we had a children's session as well as a youth session.
Yeah.
So everyone has submitted notes, you know, from their meetings, and we're in the process of reviewing those, and we're going to share the outcome, you know, I would say within about 2 to 4 weeks. It takes, you know, a lot of time to coordinate all this stuff, but it's some really, really good stuff. And, you know, Alderman Scott will make sure you're one of the first people to see what your marching orders are.
Thank you very much.
from the people. And be careful what you ask for. You just might get it.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, they're really thoughtful, very detail-oriented, and they have some grand plans from the notes that I see. So that's a good thing. And if people want to see, you know, pictures and initial outcomes from the conference, they can go to nlccplanning.org. We have about 2 or 3 blog entries as well as a link to a Flickr account, you know, for people to look at. So we are at 2:21. I want to remind our listening audience that we're speaking with the 24th Ward Alderman Michael Scott Jr., Dr. Dennis Deer, and Rodney Brown, who are members of the NLCCC Executive Subcommittee. We're getting a recap of last week's North Lawndale Community Planning Conference. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in. That number is 347-884-8121. Again, that number is 347-884-8121. And if you're in the chat room, feel free to type out questions, and I'll make sure that I share them with our listening audience. So while we're waiting for folks to call in, this question is for all three of you, and we'll start with the alderman, and then we'll hear from Dennis and then Rodney. So what were some of the takeaways, and we talked a little bit about that, for you from the conference?
Well, my takeaway was that our community is engaged and ready for change. They're ready to get on the front lines and make things happen like we haven't seen in the last 50 years. I'm so proud of the turnout. I'm so proud of the thoughtfulness and just everyone's attitude to making sure that we turn North Lawndale in a new direction. That's something that I've been clamoring for years. My father has, just as I'm sure everybody on the phone and their parents prior to them, everybody who's been here and been living here. And I think it's wonderful. I think that the catalyst for change kind of started with us getting everybody together and rallying around the Obama Presidential Library. I think we've taken that momentum and we've pushed it further. We've pushed the envelope. We're crossing the finish line. We're not quite crossing the finish line. We're getting to the start line. Let me get that. We're getting to the start line. We're ready to start. All right, we're getting to the starting line. But what I took away from that is that there's so many people that care about this community. There's so many more good people in our community than there are bad people, and all the social ills that we have. We're flooded with good people who want change, and that's what we hope to have. That's what I hope to have, and that's why I partner with NLCCC.
Yes. Thank you for that. Okay, Rodney, what were some of your takeaways?
Well, my takeaway from this conference was that, again, I agree with the Alderman, people are definitely engaged. And so to see that, despite the impression or the opinion that folks here don't care, what I saw was people do care. They do want to engage. They do want to see progress. And they are willing to get engaged. They're willing to put their shoulder to the shovel, if you will, and make sure that they have their role or their input in regards to what's going to happen and what's going to happen in the future of North Lawndale. And I suspect that when you start looking at the notes that people have, we're going to see, as you indicated earlier, there's some grand ideas in terms of people have the vision that they have for the community. And to me, that's exciting. That's really, really exciting.
Okay, thanks. And you, Dennis, what did you take away from that?
My takeaway is I legitimately left there high. And when I say high, I mean,
you're still there.
I am. I was overwhelmed with positivity, with all the positive conversations that were going on in the room, this feeling of euphoria as I walked around to each of the breakout sessions. And legitimately, probably for the first time in my life, I can say, not just my adult life, where, you know, there were 6 straight hours where we were only talking about the positivity of our community and how we can move it forward. I had a great sense of pride. I learned a lot. I met a lot of people, even though I've been here and, you know, I tell people all the time, I know everybody on the West Side. I met a lot of people that I didn't know, you know, business owners. And so it was and people were ready to work. And so, you know, I'm still, you know, overwhelmed with positivity and that sense of pride. And so it was just a great conference. And it's worth all the unlimited work that we're going to have to do. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so interesting. I just feel like, too, in many ways, we're not able to keep up with the energy of the people, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, people
right.
want to hit the ground running. They have projects galore, you know, that they have named, you know, that we don't have staffing to do. We haven't quite
right.
put in the infrastructure yet to do a lot of this stuff. But I think that's a good thing coming from I guess a community that heretofore I think would have had a bunch of sleeping giants, and
yep.
I believe
right.
that they're awake
right. Right.
now. And what I'm sensing too is a bunch of new opportunities for partnerships. You know, I was approached by people, you know, with ideas that, you know, I had no idea what was going on in their head, you know, and vice versa. You know, I think we all got a chance to see aside of one another, and I'm not just talking about the folks here on, you know, on this, you know, in the studio. I'm just saying community-wide, you know, I got a chance to see a lot of skills and sides of personalities of people that I thought I knew for 20 and 30 years, but, you know, a much more creative side, you know, more problem-solving, and I'm really mm-hmm. looking forward to the planning and implementation.
Yep.
So,
good.
I think the conference has really helped to build momentum around the planning process and spark a lot of new ideas. You know, for example, you know, in addition to, you know, the Alderman's music venue, you know, we have folks in our arts and culture committee, you know, they're working on, you know, to the best of my knowledge, the first arts festival. You know,
yep,
that'll come. Yeah, that'll take place August 6th, and we thank you so much, Alderman Scott, you know, as well as the Chicago Park District for being great partners. And so what are some of the things you're seeing as a result of the conference? And I know we talked about impressions, but are you seeing some new concrete things, you know, that are coming as a result? And if not the conference, then the planning process.
Well, I certainly have. I have people who, well, one at the conference stopped me and said, hey, well, you know, let me come to your office. There are some things that I want to discuss with you. There is a plan for transformation on 16th Street that your co-chairs in the, I can't remember what committee they're on.
Sorry, arts and culture?
Yeah, no, it's not arts and culture. No, it's
parks and.
I think the park. Yeah, parks and recreation. Yeah,
okay.
I have a proposal that they've come to my office that I think is delightful and wonderful, and we're working on opportunities to move that forward. And again, just people, I guess in the past, our elected officials, because, you know, they were mine, they're still mine because I live in the 24th Ward, have not been so open to collaboration, have not been so open to ideas from the community. One thing that I think is great about this coalition and the fact that you have buy-in from all elected officials on all different levels, on the city side, on the state side, and on the county side, so that we can bring as many resources to the table to move this program forward. I think that is really imperative, buy-in from your elected officials who collaborate with each other so that we're not stepping on each other's toes. And I think it really gives a great window of opportunity for this project and for this community.
And that is so true, because we had an opportunity to do the CMAP program back in 2008 under different leadership, and we refused to put one piece of ink on that application because we knew it would be for naught because we didn't have the right leadership. So things like this, you know, sometimes take years and years for all the stars to be aligned.
Well, they're aligned. They're aligned. We're off and running.
Absolutely.
So, Rodney, did you are you seeing any concrete takeaways, you know, beyond our impressions? Are you hearing of new ideas, new activities as a result?
Yeah, I think like Dennis mentioned earlier, there are people that stopped me afterwards and talked about some things that went on in different committees. I was just talking to a gentleman who attended the housing committee, and he happens to, you know, work for a bank, and he's got some ideas about how we can improve housing and build new housing in North Lawndale. I mean, things like that. Those kinds of conversations, to my knowledge, hadn't taken place before. So that the folks were actually looking around and saying, what kinds of practical things can I do, can I help with, that's going to make things happen now as opposed to just pie-in-the-sky stuff? And they're not just making suggestions. They're also willing to say, hey, here's what I can do. Here's the resources I can bring to the table. So I think, you know, what I saw here and what I – as well as this conference, people are actually saying, okay, I see other people in the room who are engaged. I want to get engaged as well. I want to help as well. I want to make sure that North Lawndale has an opportunity to reach its full potential.
Yes, there are a lot of folks rooting for North Lawndale. Wouldn't you agree, Dennis?
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And just like the Alderman and Rodney have already said, you know, people, and I think you said as well, Valerie, you know, there are a lot of giants who've been sleeping. And I think as a result of this renewed energy, as a result of everybody getting on the same page, you know, the giants are waking up, and they have the ideas that they've always had. Now they have some dirt to put them in and some dirt to foster growth, if you will. And so, as I mentioned earlier, I'm really excited, probably as or even more excited than many of the participants there. I mean, because this, as Sam Cooke said many years ago, it's been a long time coming, but our change will come.
It's here. I feel it. You know, I'm feeling the same kind of energy that I felt in Bronzeville back in, I would say, about 1997. You know, right when they were on the verge of all of that new wave of development, and that's what I'm feeling for North Lawndale. I just think, you know, this time we're really going to see some great things happen, and not that we have not seen great things happen, you know, incrementally, but, you know, I'm thinking we have an opportunity to really scale it with this.
If I could add one thing that I heard in the housing committee breakout, that is, you know, we want to encourage residents now to start buying properties, start buying vacant lots, because what we don't want to happen is we're doing all this comprehensive planning. We just saw in the Chicago magazine that Douglas is the next up-and-coming neighborhood or up-and-coming area in the city. So now it's gotten people's attention, and people are going to be buying up, you know, properties and vacant lots and all that stuff. We want to create a scenario where residents can be owners as well.
I'd like to chime in on that as well. I think that is part of my overall goal. You talked about what I want to do. I know that it's coming. It's coming. It's inevitable. Our job, I think, is to stave off, you know, there are going to be some outsiders that come in, but we want to make sure that the individuals who've been here, your parents, my parents, our grandparents, those individuals who have had stake in North Lawndale their entire life are able to reap the benefits that are going to come from this comprehensive development plan, from all the good work that everybody around this this panel is doing, and for all the good work that everybody in LCC members are doing individually, and then all the work that we as elected officials are doing to make sure that North Lawndale is better, that those individuals who've been here all this time are able to reap the benefits of that. And that is, you know, gentrification in a positive way instead of a negative way.
Mm-hmm. So along that lines, what do you see as the next steps to rebooting North Lawndale? You know, we talked about resetting. Now
rebooting, I think my primary focus right now, well, I think that you will continue to plan, and like you said, give me my marching orders. But in the meantime, before our marching orders are laid out on paper, I'm going to try to bring as many jobs to this community and try to get as many people trained in this community, similar to what they're doing in New Covenant, so that people are able to, you know, when the housing comes, have a stable job to take benefit of that housing, are able to, you know, when and if we get a grocery store here, they're able to shop there so that grocery store doesn't leave because we don't have enough rooftops or they're not making enough money. So, you know, my primary focus right now with all the development that I talked about, the housing and the two projects that will bring more jobs, I'm focused on making sure that we get jobs here and then we get those people who are in this neighborhood trained to take those jobs so that they're ready to take full advantage of all the benefits that are going to come from this planning process.
That's key. How about you, Rodney?
And I agree with what Alderman just indicated. So, and thank you for the plug. New Covenant will be willing to do all the training that's needed. But beyond that, I think the next steps include continue to have the community engagement, continue to have the people on the ground, the folks who ordinarily don't get heard, have their voices at the table. Because those are the ones, I think, that, as you put it, Alderman, they deserve the opportunity to have their voices heard. They deserve the opportunity to have to be able to buy those homes, buy those lots, and be able to see, as this community improves, be the ones who get the benefit of that. So I think NLCCC is poised perfectly to be able to support that kind of effort and get people to the table that ordinarily would not be invited to the table.
Okay, and then finally, you, Dr. Deere.
You know, I am always a champion for Pookie, right? And so I am interested in the brothers and sisters who are standing on the corner with nothing to do and how we can further engage them in the process. It's not like they don't want to be engaged in the process. I think we have to angle and help them to understand why they need to be engaged in the process. And give them the WFM concept, what's in it for them. And you know, it's getting that buy-in, because I think if we can help them to understand and get that buy-in, we have a whole army of people that will be willing to help to rebuild this community, you know, given the proper scenarios. And obviously we want to get the training for them. We want to get entrepreneurship training, job readiness training, et cetera. But I think, you know, what's important also is to help them understand that paradigm shift that takes place, which I think, you know, we are starting to have those conversations.
Excellent.
Yep. Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that we're going to be doing within the next couple weeks, you know, we'll be going door-to-door with surveys. We're doing an online survey, obviously, to get people's feedback. But, you know, with North Lawndale, what, only about 35% of us have access to the Internet through a computer. So we're going to be going door to door, and we'll be able to hear, you know, on the ground, you know, what people really think, you know, as they're filling out those surveys. But for me, you know, in addition to everything that's been said, I think another thing that we need to do is make sure that our programs and services, although we rely too heavily on social services, but those social services right now make up, you know, anywhere from 25% to 40% of our economy, depending on what measure you're looking at. And those are being held hostage. So I think we need to strengthen that social service sector. I think we also need to diversify and bring in new businesses, but we also need to make sure that the businesses that we have are strengthened. I think someone had already said that. So I guess me being a capacity-building person, I'm thinking about, you know, strengthening the organizational infrastructure and the people infrastructure so that we can be prepared to take advantage of the changes that the plan is going to bring.
Yep.
So it doesn't look like we're going to get any more calls, and we are a little bit over our time. I just didn't have the nerve to cut anybody off. The conversation was good. If nobody else was listening, the conversation was good to me.
Indeed. Indeed.
But I know it was good to other people because, you know, there are folks in the chat room who have not signed off, so they stayed through the long time. So we say thank you for that. But nevertheless, we have come to the end of our show, and I'd like to thank Alderman Michael Scott Jr., Rodney Brown, and Dr. Dennis Deere for being my guest today. So, gentlemen, before you go, would you care to share any parting thoughts and tell us how we can reach you? And we'll start with the Alderman, and then we'll go Rodney Brown, and Dennis Deere. If you hadn't caught on, we're going in alphabetical order.
All right.
Well, Val, I sincerely thank you for hosting us this afternoon. And I'd like to thank NLCCC, its leadership, and all of its members, all of its committee, for all of the hard work that they're doing on behalf of the residents of North Lawndale. I think it's really a joy that individuals want to be a part in the change in their community. So often people are afraid of change. People are embracing this change and getting on board, so I sincerely appreciate that. I can be reached at my office at 773-533-2400. We're here Monday through Friday from 9 o'clock until at least 6 o'clock p.m. And you can also check my Facebook at AldermanMichaelScott.com, Twitter, AldermanMichaelScott.com. I mean, not .com, just AldermanMichaelScott, at AldermanMichaelScott. And on my website at www.AldermanScott.com.
Okay, awesome. And he is accessible. I want to let folks know that. He's very accessible.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay, Rodney?
And I too would, you know, all of them kind of stole my thunder. I was going to say the same thing, but it's how smart you. In addition to the people on this panel who I think are due a huge vote of thanks for the support and effort that they put together for this conference, I also want to thank the people who are members of NLCCC, the committee chairs, the vice chairs, and just the members of the organization, because without all their work, this would not have happened. So kudos to all of them and to thank them, including the planning committee for the conference. I mean, those individuals met every week up until the day before the conference to pull this thing together and to make sure that it was a success. So, again, thank you to all of you, and we look forward to your continued support. I can be reached. Our office number at New Covenant is 773-826-1356. We're located at 1111 South Holman in the Liberty Bank building on the second floor, suite 201. Office hours are 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. Thank you.
Okay, great. And Dr. Deere, you got a minute.
All right, I'll be 30 seconds. I want to say, you know, the only thing I can say is North Lawndale pride. You know, I think that, you know, this has just been fantastic. So North Lawndale pride, because I'm North Lawndale proud. And I guess I'll sign off with the fact that I want to say a big thank you not only to NLCCC, our Alderman, all of our elected officials, but a big thank you to Valerie F. Leonard. Because,
yes, indeed.
You know, you have always, since I've known you, been the energizer bunny that keeps everybody ticking. And so, you know, I have found myself sometimes emailing backwards and forwards at midnight with Valerie, because she has got a heart for the community. And so, Valerie,
absolutely,
I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do and that you have done and the unlimited amount of work that you will do with us.
think you just signed you up, Valerie.
Okay, yeah. I only do it because I love the community. That's the only reason I do it.
There you go. And it shows. It shows.
That's right.
Okay. So I want to thank you guys for being my guests again. I want to thank our guests for listening to Nonprofit U Blog Radio Talk Show. The show is going to be available for download within about an hour. Be sure to tune in next week where Alderman Scott will be coming back, and he's going to talk to us about the North Lawndale Music Festival. So until then, you take care. Bye-bye.